And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We are so pleased to be here with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and it's lovely to see you again. Gerald Quigley, medical herbalist and pharmacist.
Morning, Jo.
And hello, Sally Obermeter.
Good morning. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Oh, it's gorgeous to see you. Now, let me say right at the top, we always, of course, invite your calls, 131 873. We're here to assist you with your health and answer any questions you have about your health concerns. But wouldn't you say, Gerald, that one of the most common concerns we hear, both on the phones, and I know that you also receive emails during the week, mm-hmm. is back pain.
Pain generally, with back pain specifically, yes. Mm. From both men and women. And when you look at the demographics, it's that 50-year-old, 55, 60-year-old that perhaps hasn't looked after his or her back as well as they might have over the years. So done the stretching, done the recovery for whatever they're doing, either in sport or in work, and they're paying for it. And it is a major issue, and it'll be fascinating to talk to our expert soon.
Well, and a sore back is one of the most common complaints across Australia, affecting up to one in five of us. So today we are starting a series of conversations on back pain and what we can do about it. Today we're focusing on the burden of back pain. And Sally, the thing is, there are so many ways to treat back pain, isn't there?
Absolutely there are, but I think it's interesting. Gerald made a really good point, which is people have been looking after their back, but I think that that's something that perhaps we don't know to look after. People know if you go running, make sure you do your quad stretches and glute, and these are kind of key things. But back, like stretch your back and actually looking after your back, I think isn't something necessarily people think about until they get the pain. Mm. And then they're like, well, now what do I do? And then you end up reaching for whatever kind of medication that you think you need, but actually a part of it, I guess, as well, is how do you prevent it?
Yes.
Yeah, a very good point, Sal. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned reaching for the medications.
Yes.
And
of course,
a big part of this conversation is around opioids, Gerald, and perhaps the need to be more wary of reaching for them, but we get prescribed them.
Yes, we do. It's a very complicated story, the opioid story, and for years and years and years we probably... And I don't say that lightly. We probably haven't understood the power of opioids and perhaps the long-term effects. We're now aware of it. But people who've been relying on them for a long time suddenly find themselves in a bit of a fix that the supply isn't as easy as it used to be, but the pain won't go away. Mm. So we've got to re-educate those people into other ways. So, again, that'll be interesting to see what answers we get.
Yeah, so what is the best way to treat back pain? Because there's chiros, physios, osteos, myos, there's medications, there's lots of different treatments. We will ask expert Dr. Stephanie Matheson from the Institute of Musculoskeletal Health at Sydney University. And if you are someone who has experienced back pain, perhaps you'd like to call with a question for Dr. Matheson, 131 873, or you can call at any time with any question for your health. Plus, we check in with the amazing group Save Our Sons, who'll hit the pavement this Wednesday, walking from one state to another to raise money for a killer disease known as Duchenne muscular dystrophy. That will be a little later on in the show. In our A to Z of Vitamins, we're all about Nature's Way adult multivitamin gummies. Sorry, I got a little tongue-tied there. And, of course, as I said, our number is 131 873. Give us a call if you like. Next up, what is the best treatment for your back pain? That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Whether little Tommy loves carrots but hates broccoli, or Annie loves broccoli but hates carrots, there's Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies Multivitamin. Each delicious gummy contains essential vitamins and minerals your child's diet might be missing to help support general health and well-being. Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies are $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Discover Revlon Colorstay Light Foundation for just $20.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, we do love it when you give us a call on 131 873 with your questions for your health. And certainly we very frequently hear from you that you suffer from back pain. The stats show up to 80% of the population will experience back pain at some point in our lives. It disrupts and can ruin quality of life. I think we've witnessed that in ourselves or people that we love. So today we're joined by Dr. Stephanie Matheson from the Institute of Musculoskeletal Health at Sydney University. Her research focuses on getting people the right care for back pain. Good morning, Stephanie.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
It is so lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Look, my first question for you, Stephanie, is why are we all suffering from back pain? Why is it so common?
I know it is common, and you're absolutely right. They do now say that up to 90% of people will have an experience back pain sometime in their life. And in Australia, it's about 1 in 6 Australians. So that equates to about 4 million people in just 2017. And so there's many causes. There can be back pain related to injuries or arthritis. But actually about 85% of cases, particularly those who present to primary care like the GP, are actually what we call non-specific low back pain, in that there's no specific or no one identifiable patho-anatomical cause.
Okay, well, look, back pain, we know, as Jo said, so many of us have it, and it's a massive burden, I guess, on us. It's on our community. As soon as you've got back pain, the first thing people often, it's like, I can't go to work or I can't, you know, life sort of stops. So what's sort of, I guess, the impact on the community, do you think, and on us?
Oh, the impact is just huge. We know it's a major public health problem because it costs millions of dollars each year. And actually, back pain is the leading cause of years lived with disability globally since 1990. And so when we think about what's happening in Australia and the money that's spent on back pain, about half of it actually goes to hospital-admitted services. And then the other half is about, it's over $400 million goes to out-of-hospital expenses and then prescription medicines. And beyond this, we know that back pain affects the community because there's lost time at work, and obviously it affects and impacts the families of those who are suffering.
Stephanie, your very impressive research interest, and I'm quoting, you'd like to create solutions to address inappropriate opioid analgesic prescribing in Australia, which is very noble. However,
thank you.
However, we do have a bit of a crisis at the moment in that people who have been using opioids for back pain for years now find the supply very restricted, and they are caught in a vacuum where they don't have the understanding that there are other options, and they're not convinced that other options are going to make a difference. Where do they go? What options do we have for them?
Yeah, it's a tricky scenario. There is certainly a need that opioids have a limited prescription space when they are not needed. Mm-hmm. So now that the guidelines have changed for their recommendations for back pain, but also chronic non-cancer pain, the guidelines are moving away from and discouraging the use of opioids. Now, they obviously have a place in other aspects of healthcare, like mm-hmm. palliative care and, sure. and other aspects of medicine, really important. Mm-hmm. But the guidelines last couple of years have changed and make recommendations for particular medicines. And these guidelines, what we call clinical practice guidelines, have been developed on best current evidence. And they're actually very similar across the world. And the first line treatment is really for people to manage their back pain with activity modification. Yes. So this would be don't do the activity that is creating an aggravation, mm-hmm. but also education, reassurance, and to avoid prolonged bed rest. And then when medicines are needed, the guidelines recommend non-steroidal anti-inflammatory
sure.
medicines, and,
yes.
and this would be something like ibuprofen.
Yes.
So but are there alternative things that we could be doing as well? What sorts of treatments would
sure.
you recommend?
Yes.
Because I've read, in the old days you would lie and you would rest, but now you want to stay active. What sorts of things do you recommend?
Yeah, so we don't certainly want to have prolonged bed rest and lie down. It doesn't help with the healing process. Obviously, different people respond to different types of therapies, and no one sort of profession will help more than necessarily than the other. And the guidelines from Australia, those from the ACI, which is the New South Wales Agency of Clinical Innovation, don't make any specific recommendation for one physical therapy or alternative therapies. But the guidelines from America do make some recommendations. So for acute back pain, they recommend superficial heat, massage, acupuncture, spinal manipulation. And for chronic back pain, they recommend exercise, mindfulness techniques, acupuncture, tai chi, yoga. But the last couple there, we do not need to acknowledge that it's from low quality evidence.
Uh-huh. Right, okay. So if you are suffering, at what point would the medications be useful, and do you think certain medications are better than others?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the recommendations say to start with non-pharmacological therapy. So that's what we talked about before, about trying to change your activity and avoid the prolonged bed rest. If medicines are needed, things like the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines like ibuprofen are the best option. And what needs to be taken is the lowest effective dose and for the shortest period of time. So don't take them longer than you need it. And a great resource are actually pharmacists, because they can advise which one to take, what the dose is, answer any questions, explain what the benefits and the harms might be, because there is a small proportion of the population who can't take NSAIDs, and these might be people who have cardiovascular problems or peptic ulcer or renal disease, in which speaking to the GP would be the best solution to understand what medicine's best and to make sure that there's no problems with any underlying conditions.
Stephanie, the reality is that you've got a person sitting in a waiting room with chronic back pain, and the waiting room's full. The GP goes in to see the GP. I just find it hard for a person to then be told, go off and do the heat and do this and do that, when all they want is a pill to get them back to work, to earn an income, support their family. So there are real conundrums in all of this, in spite of the guidelines. What's the option?
Yeah, it becomes a difficult scenario, and I can appreciate that in the healthcare system, time's a factor, and some people do want a medicine. Interestingly, a trial that came out from our group this week looking at people presenting to ED when they were given guideline care and specifically having a heat wrap, so this is like continuous low-level heat, and the simple analgesia like an NSAID, it actually was the best treatment option, and they were able to reduce opioid use or opioid prescribing with the ED setting in that acute setting.
Right.
One thing to note is that with opioids, I think there's a misconception there, in that we know from research and evidence that they don't take all your pain away. They are strong medicines, but because they're strong doesn't mean they take more pain away. So the example here is if your pain was, say, 6 out of 10, by taking an opioid medicine like an oxycodone, we know on average it only reduces your pain by 1 point out of 10. So here this would be taking it down to 5. Mm. So they have increased risk of harms, particularly compared to other analgesic medicines like addiction, when you can actually get the same or slightly more effect or benefit by taking an NSAID. So that's generally why the guidelines make those recommendations and would be what the advice would be.
Well, thank you so much, Stephanie, for that very in-depth explanation. And, you know, I would say what's really critical is that people feel heard when they go to see their medical professional about their back, because so often you feel dismissed because, it's just back pain.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yes.
And I think also, too, sometimes when pain, and I think this filters into other things, but when it's like what I would call like a hidden pain, it's not something you can see, you're not bleeding out of anything, you don't have your arm in a cast, there's nothing sort of obvious, hence the dismissiveness that can happen.
That's
so, yeah,
right.
I agree.
So thank you so much, Dr. Stephanie Matheson. You have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.
And we are going to be back with many of your calls after this on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Want glossy hair, radiant skin and stronger nails? Try the all-in-one beauty Vita Gummy, Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies Hair, Skin and Nails. It's specially formulated to help maintain healthy hair, radiant skin and strengthen nail health. It contains biotin, vitamin C and D plus zinc. For beauty on the go, get Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies Hair, Skin and Nails. Just $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Discover Revlon Colorstay Light Foundation for just $20.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We invite you to call 131 873 and we are speaking about back pain today. Mary in Glenelby, good morning.
Morning, Mary.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I love your program.
Thank you.
Just wanted to ask, Gerald, I have osteoarthritis in my lower back,
yes.
And just wanted to know if it's safe to take Voltaren every day, which I have been doing, and should I take it with food?
It's got to be taken with food, Mary, and Voltaren's very effective, along with Dr. Stephanie mentioned ibuprofen. Now, these are good, but they do come with some adverse effects. They do interfere with kidney function, so they can raise your blood pressure. They can irritate the lining of your tummy, so they can cause gastric ulcers. And they can actually interfere with the stability of the joint. So they are really meant for use when things are crook, rather than for use all the time. So what options have you got? You can have things like fish oil to help with mobility. You can have anti-inflammatories like turmeric and ginger to help reduce the inflammation, and then have hopefully the Voltaren on hand for breakthrough pain. Take it for a few days, settle it down. But as Dr. Stephanie said, get some advice on the other things. Maybe some heat every now and again. Maybe specific exercises. One thing we've taken out of that discussion was that we need to look at every option to reduce the reliance on medication to help our backs.
Mm. All the best with that, Mary. Lee in Buckran... I can't say it. Lee, where are you from, Lee?
Buckra Banyul.
Where is Buckra Banyul?
110 km approximately northwest of Bendigo.
Ah, right, lovely part of Victoria.
There you go.
What is your question, Lee?
Okay, my injury is I've had a back fusion. I had multiple breaks in my spine.
Yes.
And I am on 8 Panadine Fort per day.
Okay.
That's what I'm down to.
Okay.
And I have been for about 5 years.
Yes.
Is there anything other than that could I take that's not an opioid? I am mobile,
yes.
I am up, I'm active.
Good.
But I can feel that the pain, there's nothing that takes the pain completely away, ever.
No. And look, again, and I refer back to our expert, Dr. Stephanie there, the researcher. She would say that, again, you get advice on other things you might be doing rather than rely on the codeine content of things like Panadine Fort. And that's a fair whack, I might add. And how you function well with that dose shows you tolerate it very well. So you look at everything to do with reducing inflammation and pain, from what you eat, how you move, the exercises you do, the things you apply, maybe some focused thinking on pain. So when it comes, you can look at distraction. So all of these things, now we've got, and it's all very well in theory to talk about these things, it takes a lot of dedication, Lee, to try and get all that as a package. But even things like eating cell, you know, we talk anti-inflammatory foods, fundamental, we tend to ignore those.
Yeah, anti-inflammatory foods are really helpful, but I want to acknowledge that obviously if you're in an enormous amount of pain, we're talking before about turmeric and stuff like that, you probably will need a far more concentrated dose than you're going to get from a delicious curry that I could very much recommend. But the key is like you may as well, if you're going to eat, you may as well also try and add to that great foods that are anti-inflammatory. Why not? The more you do, the better, particularly as Lee's like in enormous amount of pain. If you're having 8 Panadine Fort a day, every little bit of anything you can do that sort of supports it is going to be helpful.
Good work. But good luck, Lee.
Lee, I'm interested to know, do you have a health professional, a GP or a pain specialist that you're seeing regularly? Because that's a huge amount of pain relief that you're on.
Well, with the new laws around opioids, I'm on his doorstep every week.
Yes, I mentioned that before to Dr. Stephanie,
so
that you're one
hard.
Of those people in that vacuum, Lee, that falls through the cracks, that in theory the system says you can't have those, but you've got to have them to exist.
Yeah.
To keep off the couch, or else I would be living immobile on a couch.
Yes, well, there's a lot of people like you out there, Lee, and I think we tend to forget them.
No, we're thinking of you. You're incredibly resilient. Thanks for your call, Lee. Bev in Templestowe, good morning.
Good morning. 21 years ago, I had bad back pain. I went to a very highly recommended chiropractor who took x-rays before he'd touched me, showed extreme arthritis in my back. I've been every month to see him for the last 21 years and I don't have a back problem. He uses the Gonstead method and Bev, I can highly recommend it for me and perhaps many others.
And what you're showing, Bev, is that you've got to look outside the square, that we can't rely on the medical system to fix every problem every time. And whoever in your group of practitioners who gives you the best results, and chiropractors do an amazing job, my therapists do, exercise physio, they all have a role to play. The hardest thing is to find them and put the package together. And that's where you have to take control.
I think Bev's made such a great point, which is that she's found somebody and it works, but also she has kept going. Because one of the things I think we do is you find something that works, the back pain's gone, and you go, great, that's fixed.
That's the classic male response.
I think some women fall into it too. We do because we feel better. So we think, okay, it's fine, it's over. But actually it's about the consistency and the maintenance that's also very critical.
Well, thank you so much for your call there, Bev, and for your story. Next on House of Wellness, we hear about the incredibly important fundraising efforts to find a cure for one of the world's number one genetic killers. That's after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Discover Revlon Colorstay Light Foundation for just $20.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
In a few days' time, a brave group of Aussies will hit the road and walk all the way from Sydney to Canberra on a mission to find a cure for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the number one genetic killer of boys worldwide. By the time they turn 12 years old, most children with Duchenne lose the ability to walk. But the Save Our Sons Foundation is working tirelessly to raise funds for research and nurses to change that. And we are joined by advocacy head Lance Dale. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning.
It's lovely to have you on the show. Now, you are walking, it's more than 280 k's from Sydney to Canberra, so that in itself is an impressive undertaking. But what is the event hoping to achieve?
Well, this is our annual flagship event, and this year we're really seeking to raise public awareness about this terrible disease. We're also taking our message directly to Canberra. We need increasing support for clinical trials and to give our community access to key treatments and medicines which are available overseas and are very slow coming into this country. It's also our major fundraising event. We're hoping to raise money for critical research and for clinical trials.
Lance, for people who might not be familiar with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, how would you describe it and how would you explain the impact that it has not just on the sufferers but also their families?
Yeah, it has a terrible impact on families and young people. It's a devastating muscle-wasting disease which results in the loss of all muscle usage in the body. It's a killer disease which leads to the untimely and premature death of young boys and men who have it, usually in their late teens or early 20s. It impacts families in every way imaginable. Huge health, social and care costs are involved in caring for these boys. And this just places an enormous toll on the financial and personal and psychological well-being of these families.
Lance, Save Our Sons Foundation's been going since 2008, which is quite amazing. And the work you do, absolutely phenomenal. How are we getting any closer? And well done for taking it to Canberra, because I think in most cases with diseases like this, they tend to be asleep. Well done for doing that. How much closer are we to finding some sort of solution to this?
Yeah. Well, look, our boys are living longer.
Yes.
And our issues are becoming more about quality of life as well as trying to find a cure. Mm-hmm. And they're living longer because we are pushing for treatments and trials that are going to increase life. But we are going to win this fight. We have to win this fight. We just cannot let our boys die like they are at the moment and to suffer the consequences of what's been occurring. So we're confident and we are a very tenacious and resilient community.
You certainly are, yeah.
Mm. Yep.
I think also, Lance, it's extraordinary that the awareness isn't necessarily in the community for what is the number one genetic killer of boys worldwide. Are you finding that people more and more are understanding or appreciative of this disease and feeling, particularly in and around our leaders and the government, you're going to Canberra, are you finding that people are receptive to your message?
Absolutely, and increasingly. And it's a rare disease. It impacts 1 in 3,500 boys. But once the message is out there, we're finding overwhelming support, and people want to see us kick this disease to the curb and get these, you know, help these families and these young boys on their life's journey. And we are making progress, and we are finding we are getting the audiences and the reception that we need for this condition.
Well, good luck.
Well, Lance, I know that you head off on Wednesday, and lots of people are going to see you.
We need some good walking shoes.
Oh, you definitely do need some walking shoes, but also, you know, you need support along the way. So what would you say to communities as you're walking past and through their towns?
Oh, well, any support that people can provide is going to be welcomed. And please, if people see the walking party, come and talk to us, and we're happy to provide information and get you involved in some way if people want to get involved.
And Lance, we can go to the saveoursons.org.au to donate online, can't we?
Absolutely. And if you want more information too, you're more than welcome to email us at info@saveoursons.org.au and we'll come back to you.
Congratulations.
Yes. Well, I think there's going to be some very weary feet as you walk along your way. So our hearts and thoughts are with you. And yes, go to saveoursons.org.au and donate, because I'm pretty sure that'll give you a bit of a spring in the step there, Lance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Lance.
Thank you so much, Lance, and all the best to all of you on your walk as you take off on Wednesday. Well, we do thank you for giving us a call, 131873. Carmel, good morning.
Hi, Carmel.
Oh, good morning to all of you. I have my 18-year-old granddaughter, continuous tonsillitis, antibiotics. Now, at the moment, they're thinking of removing the tonsils around about June, because she's on a very strong antibiotic at the moment. Have you any suggestions to sort of...
Carmel, I have two, because at 18, their stress levels are fairly high. There's year 12 and there's all these other things. Two things. Because of the antibiotic, the specific probiotic is called Saccharomyces, abbreviated to S for Sam and B for Betty, and your local pharmacy will have that for you. The specific herb for throats and glandular issues is Astragalus. It sounds complicated, but Astra, Astragalus. It doesn't taste like French food, but if you mix it with some black currant juice, and it's a teaspoonful twice a day, 5 mil twice a day, and that's specific for glandular issues like your granddaughter is. So, and let's hope things settle down over time, Carmel. So wish you well.
So very common and so debilitating.
Yes, it is. And you think then that sort of thing heads into glandular fever and all these other things.
Yes. Kay in Murray Bride, we have been speaking back pain this morning, and you suffer yourself from back pain?
Hi, Kay.
Hey, I certainly do. I'm from Murray Bridge.
Oh,
Murray,
sorry. Okay. I'm a very critical letter missing in your in Bridge there.
How's your back pain? What's happening, Kay?
Well, I was chronic because I was a horse rider all my life. I've had many broken ribs and broken legs and whatever it goes with the sport. So I'm 75. But I take a lot of pain medications, but I've started taking the cannabis oil. I take it at night, and it's the only thing that can make me pain-free overnight so I can get a decent night's sleep.
What's fascinating about cannabis oil, Kay, is that, and the states probably, because, you know, states like to be so different, the legislation federally has changed to make the supply of cannabis oil legal in Australia without a prescription. But there aren't any approved products on the market yet. It may be 6, 8, 10 months, perhaps, before that happens. So even though I can't endorse what you're doing, if it's giving you relief, Kay, you go for it, because it's an option. And if we can just reduce your reliance on the heavy pain medications, all for it.
But we have heard that it is going to be available in Australia.
Oh, it will happen, Jo. Yes. It will. But while we're on that, let's not forget about the role of complementary medicines here and complementary medicine practitioners, most of whom aren't rebatable, which is really annoying. So, you know, you pay a sales tax on buying a turmeric or fish oil product, a GST, but not on the heavy medications, which are subsidised and much more available. The inequities are so frustrating.
Yes. I find this frustrating when you were speaking earlier, Sal, about going to your chiro regularly.
Yes.
It's not always affordable because our health insurance doesn't necessarily cover it.
That's right, which is why we end up stopping.
Yes.
And then you end up back where you were kind of 6 months prior with this debilitating pain. And this is it is frustrating. It's not fair. It should be.
So get some advice on turmeric, fish oil, ginger. There's a lot of things out there that means you can use the medication for the breakthrough pain. It's a little different and it may work for you.
And we'll have more of the House of Wellness next.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Whether little Tommy loves carrots but hates broccoli or Annie loves broccoli but hates carrots, there's Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies Multivitamin. Each delicious gummy contains essential vitamins and minerals your child's diet might be missing to help support general health and well-being. Nature's Way Kids Smart Vita Gummies are $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow directions for use. Vitamins should not replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Discover Revlon Colorstay Light Foundation for just $20.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You are with the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. We've got Gerald Quigley and Sally Overmeter here, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Gerald, before we get to A to Z of vitamins, we have got an off-air caller asking, do you recommend pool therapy, hydrotherapy for back and neck pain?
Yes, I do. And I'm not an expert in this, but I know that there are many people who struggle with movement who, once they get into water and it becomes less weight-bearing, but it's a good idea to do it under some sort of supervision, just to make sure you're getting the best value. And the lesson we've learned this morning, you look at every single option that's available and pick the ones that are right for you.
That's right. And if it works for you, keep doing it.
That's right.
So A to Z of vitamins today, we've got an easily taking multivitamin for adults.
I don't know the exact statistic, but about 90% of cell of Australians don't get the recommended intake of fruits and vegetables, which is very sad when we live in a fruit bowl. And often a comment I get from people is, I can't swallow the size, physical size of what's being offered to me. Think about something that you can chew. So there are options available to look at replacements of the micronutrients. It doesn't solve all problems, but that 90% is a figure that sticks in my mind, Sal.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. And look, if you can get some support, get it. You know, and as you say, get something chewable. At least you know you're doing something right for your body.
Uh-huh. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Nature's Way Adult Vita Gummies Multivitamin to support your general well-being with essential vitamins and minerals. We've got time for one more very quick call. Good morning, Daisy in Taylor's Lakes.
Hello, Daisy.
Good morning. Morning, how are you?
How can we help?
I've been having my back problem since 96 at work, but it's been going on and on up to now. I was doing okay. I'm still doing my exercises, my walking with my dog every morning, and it was so severe these times. I've been going to remedy therapy, I've been going to physiotherapy, chiropractor, I've been changing all the time.
Yes.
Just to relieve me of the pain. And lately, my doctor, he put me on Mobic and Lyrica at night. One Lyrica at night, one Mobic at lunchtime, and two times Panadol Osteo. And this time, like this is 3-4 days, I've been having severe pain in my stomach and indigestion.
Daisy, that's been called
all this problem they came in my stomach. Yes. I know it's from all this medication that I've
been taking. Well, the incriminating one, Daisy, there is the Mobic. That's the one that's irritating your tummy. So you've got to look at an option for that. Go and get some turmeric instead. Move away from that one because it's really causing you a problem.
Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Of course, remember you can go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab if you were not able to get through. And, of course, Gerald will spend some time answering those questions. We're going to have more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Discover Revlon ColorStay Light Foundation for just $20.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
I have very much enjoyed spending this hour with you, Gerald and Sally. Mm, so
it's been
great to see you again.
And Joe, we've learnt where Buckra Banyule is.
Yes, lovely part of Victoria. Mm. And it's Murray Bridge, not Bride. I mean, who knew G's were so important in the world? Hey, I just wanted to mention that, of course, House of Wellness TV is back today at midday on Channel 7. We've got a lovely catch-up with Guy and Jules Sebastian, and they're also on the cover of the House of Wellness Lift Out today. But just to mention that due to the AFLW in Adelaide and Perth, you'll be catching that show on 7 too, not on Channel 7. And, of course, you can catch House of Wellness TV on Fridays at 2 o'clock as well. Sal, I want to mention, I loved a comment that you put on your Insta yesterday around exercise sometimes being for mental health rather than just wanting to be fit.
Physical. I'm such a believer in sometimes we exercise, you know, because we want to get like maybe increased muscle strength or maybe it's for our body. But sometimes it's just for the mind. Therapy for the mind, I call it. Get out and just have a walk, you know.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we all just need a break.
I encourage that. Get out and get some fresh air for the mind. It's so important. I say that to my daughter all the time. Get off the screen.
Well, we were going to eat outside today, so we're getting our mental health exercise outside, enjoying a meal, Sal.
Absolutely. Have a wine for me, Gerald.
How lovely. As always, thank you so much to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Check out hazardwellness.com.au and we will see you all next week.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.